Last time, Rav Nemitzel was telling us how he was quoting from Rabbi Chizkiah Sarna, who was Rashiv in Hebron, about how we say in Birkas Hamazon, Hazana Saulam Kulo B'Tzivo Bechein, Bechesed of Rachamim. We explained Chesed and Rachamim is obvious. What does it mean, Bechein? Chein is like a matnas chinam. Usually it means a certain grace. What does it mean that Hashem gives us food with grace? What does that mean? So Rabbi Chizkiah Sarna explained that it means Hashem could have sustained us with eating, you know, just like mush. Like that would be our food. Like just eat mush all day. Like, you know, like a worm. A worm eats, just gets its food from the dirt. It doesn't need, doesn't get any difference if it's this kind of dirt or that kind of dirt. It's all the same. And so too, we could have also. So we make it a little, he gave mush a little bit more sophisticated, not like a worm, but like you'd have a pill. Every day you take a pill with certain vitamins. You take a pill for this, take a pill for that, and that'd be it. That'd be all you'd have. That'd be your food. But Hashem did not do that. Hashem gave us instead food, which is delicious, different kinds of tastes of food, different, it looks good, different aromas of the food has. An amazing variety and unbelievable amounts of different kinds. And that is an amazing chesed. It's not a chesed, it's a chen. It's a chen that Hashem gave us the food in such a beautiful way, which is what we thank Hashem for in benching. So even at Kerekach, we need to thank Hashem. So now he says, Hashem natan lanu im kein. We're on page Reish Samach Tet by the last paragraph. Hashem gave us therefore food with good taste, with that look nice, and he also gave us, like we explained also last time, he gave us the ambiance of the restaurant, right? The environment around us, the beautiful world that we live in. On all of this, we need to recognize the goodness that Hashem gave us. And we have to have gratitude. And more so on the life of this world that he's given us, that he took us out of Mitzrayim, and gave us Torah, and he gave us Torah Shvat Peh also. Therefore, or automatically, when it comes to tefillin, when we say that they should be for a sign on your hand and a remembrance between your eyes, if we can arrive at a recognition in our intellect and in our feelings, that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who leads the world, and wherever Hashem wants, that's what he'll lean towards, just like the tefillin testified to us, then the Torah of Hashem will be in your mouth. In other words, this is the continuation of the pasuk. The pasuk starts with, the pasuk of tefillin starts with, you should wear the tefillin on your hand and on your head. And then it says, Leman tiyeh Torah Hashem b'ficha. In order to that, Hashem's Torah shall be in your mouth. What does that mean? What is the connection? So he says, Klomar. That is to say, Amaskana tiyeh, your conclusion will be, once you have the tefillin on your head, and on your arm, like we say, which is the foundation of our emunah, if you do that, then your maskara will be she'ein tam she'nasok b'limud acher. There is no reason to be delving into any other kind of learning, any other studies. Ela b'limud haTorah, just learning Torah. Kol shara madaim, all other sciences, I guess, psikia, like psychology, Kimia, chemistry, biology, kula mevel, it's all emptiness. Sharei kesha Hashem rotze, because behold, when Hashem wants, kala kimia nelemes, all of the chemistry disappears, and he turns water into blood, something chemistry can't define, can't have. Mamasha ve'emet yetziv, and that which is really and truly yetziv, yetziv, no, here, yetziv, like, standing sturdy, no, emet v'yatziv, no, come on, Perry, you know Hebrew, Why you spend a lot of tea in the last? What does Yitziv? Yitziv means like sturdy, standing strong, like never changing. Masha be'emet Yitziv, that which is everlasting. Okay, it's decent. It's decent. What which is truly everlasting, we'll say. Hu rak haTorah, it's only Torah. Rak ratzon Hashem hu amada hamiti. Only the will of Hashem is the true science. If you'll understand this, you'll understand that it's more impactful than to learn anything else. It's more impactful to learn Torah than to learn anything else. But li yitzias Mitzrayim, kashel lanu lavin, lama lasok b'torah v'lo mashu cher. Without yitzias Mitzrayim, it's difficult for us to understand why we should learn Torah and not anything else. Yitzias Mitzrayim, suyichol l'shachneo t'cho, l'kshekedai lasok b'torah. Yitzias Mitzrayim convinces us that it is kedai, it's proper to delve into Torah. He ochocha sechlit v'irikshit gam yacha d'limur Torah. That is the ultimate proof, intellectual and emotional, that a person should learn Torah. V'ayalacha la'ois al yedecha l'tikum v'neinecha l'man t'yatar s'shem b'vicha ki b'yad chazaka tziyacha Hashem Mitzrayim. Mamish is a push-up shot in the pasuk, right? The tefillin will be for you a sign on your hand and on your head, that in order so that the Torah should be in your mouth, Torah Hashem should be in your mouth, because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim with the Adach HaZaka. Like, what's the pshat in the pasuk if it's not like what Ramos is saying? I never thought about it like this, but that's what he's saying. Push-up shot in the pasuk. How else could you explain it? And any Omer she'ein litchashev b'chukei Torah. I'm not saying, says Ramos, that a person doesn't need to take into account the laws of nature. So tzarich ladat shalom martichim mayim b'makrer. At the end of the day, you still need to know that you don't boil water by putting it in the fridge. El aleish, but rather you put it on the fire. You have to know that. Aval amad amiti ua Torah. But the true science is Torah. Das Elokim, knowledge of Hashem, hu amad amiti. That is the true knowledge. Amru be'esped shalad mor maran agon rishlom azam and orbach zelal. They said in the eulogies for Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach, they said as follows: Chazal erei amru, Chazal say, "Miyom shacharav beis hamikdash, from the day that the beis hamikdash was destroyed, ein lanu lekodesh, ein lo la kodesh baruch hu balama elo arba amos halacha bilvad. Kodesh baruch hu only has in his world four amos of halacha. Elo shakodesh baruch hu nimtza rak ba'arba amos halacha. Oh, sorry, I skipped the line. Ma kavana b'ze? What does it mean? Again, it says in the Gemara Brachos Chedom and Aleph. From the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have in this world anything other than four Amos of Halacha. That's what it says. That's what it says in the Gemara. So Ma HaKavanah B'zeh? What does that mean? What is the pshat in this? Ein HaKavanah She'esh Harbei Amot Ba'olam. It doesn't mean, like, this is Pasha Pshat, what you would think. But obviously this can't be true. But you might think that it means that in the world there is a lot of space, there's a lot of room, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is only found in four Amos of Halacha. That obviously can't be what it means. First of all, the Kadosh Baruch Hu we know is everywhere. Second of all, what does that mean, the four Amos of Halacha? There are no four Amos of Halacha. How would you define that? Where are those four Amos? Point them out to me. Where are they? I can't do what it means. Ela kavanei. Rather, the pshat is, shekol ha'olam kulo einano ela arba Amos Halacha. Oh. Rather, it means that the entire world is only the four Amos of Allah. That's what the world is. Zeh kol mashish ba'olam. That's the entirety of the entire world. Ein olam mechutz Allah. There is no world outside of Allah. Ha'olam ha'amiti urak olam Allah. The true world is only the world of Allah. Kol ha'shar eino elek dimyon. Everything else is just imagination. Lefnei ha'churban hayagam beis hamikdash. Before the destruction, there was also a beis hamikdash. Makom Torah v'yir shamayim. There was a place of Torah in yir shamayim. Avraham Avinu Amar Lava Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Avraham Avinu said to Hashem, "Min ein atan noten li beis hamikdash, tafkaf ama, lo natat li klum." If you don't give me the place of the beis hamikdash, you haven't given me anything. Avraham says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Ki ikar shel Eretz Yisrael u'makom hamikdash," because the ikar of Eretz Yisrael is the place of the beis hamikdash. Avah gam kedushas hamikdash, but also the kedushas of the beis hamikdash. Imano vas, where does it come from? Where does the kedusha of the beis hamikdash come from? Imashu meshamesh makom la'arona brit. It comes, the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash also comes from the fact that it serves as the place of the
Aron with the luchos in it. Shabbo menachim aluchos v'atorah. Hakol noveh ayif v'atorah. Everything comes from Torah. Nothing, Hashem has nothing in the world except for four amos of Allah at all, meaning that the entire world is only Allah. It's only Torah. Like the Torah says, you should wear tefillin on your hands and on your head, that the Torah should be in your head, in your mouth. And if the Torah of Hashem will be in our mouths, then niske be'ezrat Hashem gam lebinyan beis ha'bayis meir b'yameinu. We'll be zochet to the binyan beis hamikdash speedily in our days, v'gam l'chol tov sheba'olam hazeh olam haba, and also to all the good in this world and the next world. Okay, we finished.